I chose to pick one of the simpler ones that said, it's okay to have these people in the room. You can tell this amount of people that I'm here, how you want to give birth, if you want pain medications, do you want soothing music, things like that. It was actually pretty simple. It sounds like a lot. They chose to induce me. My son has a kidney, an enlargement of his kidney. So they were monitoring that pretty closely and doing routine ultrasounds on that. And it kept getting larger and larger, which they said it would. Children's Hospital said it would. But it got to the point where they felt it was necessary that I delivered to avoid any complications from that. So I went in on a Friday. Was induced, started to have contractions that night with the medication, and they were driving me crazy with the monitoring. They were so sweet that it'll be pretty quick afterwards. So they finally tell me I made it to 7 centimeters, and I was so excited that I thought I was actually going to be able to give vaginal birth. Then the doctor comes in to recheck, like maybe an hour later. She said I was only 6 meters, that it had went and I wasn't all the way effaced, where the other provider had said I was effaced and sent him 7 centimeters. So that was really, really discouraging. I just remember hysterically crying because I didn't know what to do. And I just remember hysterically crying because that's not what I wanted. And I in the end, it's whatever is best for the baby, but it was really hard because I knew he was going to be my only one, that I so wanted to just give that natural birth. And I had this idea in my head that it was going to be okay and that I was going to be able to do that. And then when it doesn't happen, it's horrible. So I'm getting emotional about it now. So I was thinking about it, talking to Courtney and my husband, and then literally, it probably wasn't even 5, 10 minutes later that they all rushed in, and Odin's heart rate had tanked and he wasn't doing well. So they said that I had to have an immediate C-section. So, I mean, there was probably 10, 15 people in that room quick, putting in more IVs, getting me prepped, putting in a catheter, doing all kinds of things, giving me more medication for the block so I could be awake. But I was so. I don't know what's in the epidurals. I know that there's like a mixture of medications, and I know that they told me, but I can't for the life of me remember everything that they told me at that time because you're just so exhausted and tired.